Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Arizona Senator John McCain, one of four American senators visiting Libya today, says the lawmaker spoke to the country's new rulers about the need for justice in the 1988 Lockerbie airline bombing. The only person convicted in connection with the bombing that killed 270 over Scotland was released from a Scottish prison 2 years ago because he had terminal prostate cancer. He returned to Libya and a hero's welcome, and recent reports say he's near death. Meanwhile, ousted Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi remains at large. His forces continue to defend his stronghold. One is Sirte, Gaddafi's birthplace, where forces from the National Transitional Council say they've retaken the city's airport from Gaddafi forces. The BBC's Alistair Leithhead reports on the battle for Sirte.
For more than 2 weeks, I've watched what was a rebel army advance through the desert. But now it's reached a different, potentially more deadly phase, urban warfare. It began on Monday evening. Well, we've now reached the main roundabout at the centre of Sirte itself. And the shooting you hear is them trying to shoot down green flag bunting that's attached to one of the lampposts in front of this major checkpost that obviously they've taken in just the last few minutes. But soon they had to fire in anger. The battle had begun. Tuesday started quietly, cleaning guns in a roofless warehouse, tea and bread, a few people with binoculars on concrete water towers. But it wasn't long before the front lines became established. There was a barrage of incoming fire. And rockets. We moved back to a farmhouse in a lull as tanks began to arrive. Snipers were stopping the advance. We met a young rebel soldier. He looked barely a teenager, but his passport said 16. He'd been held prisoner in Sirte. I was held for 4 months, he told me. In the last week, we had no food or water, and one of the guards from outside Sirte released us. He showed scars where he was tortured with a burning hot spoon. Many civilians have been killed, but I'm fighting for our country, he said, against Gaddafi. On the other side of town, we found some troops taking cover. Throughout the day, there's been very heavy fighting, particularly here, which is on the coastal road to the north of the city. It seems to be very much, very close here. They're going through a lot of ammunition. They say they've taken the port and a hotel, which is very close to where we are now. But there's still an awful lot of fighting going on as the day continues. We picked up a pro-Gaddafi station on the car radio. It had been telling people in Sirte the rebels would kill them. So it was with some trepidation and fear that so many fled with all the possessions they could carry in their cars. We spoke to one young man. All the shops are shut and people are indoors, he told me. They told us the rebels are very bad, with no security. People were being killed and money was being stolen. As time passed without progress, aircraft overhead started to bomb. Well, NATO has been bombing the centre of Sirte all day today. Another big plume of smoke coming up from near the university from where I'm standing at the moment. There hasn't been a huge amount of progress over the past few days. The National Transitional Council troops have pushed a little bit further around to the south and to the north and to the east of the city. But it's a standoff situation now with them trading fire backwards and forwards and, of course, the city being in the middle of it. Seconds later, rocket fire came in on our position. We'd been seen. We raced for cover and then saw the car had a bullet hole. They're facing a professional army who are good shots, with good equipment and supplies, and it seems a real determination to fight on.
That report from the BBC's Alistair Leithhead in Sirte, Libya.